Lime, duh.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Hello.
Lifestyle. I'm four or five women every day of my life.
I have been here for 12 years.
Someone you idolize.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, Dan Black, the funniest podcaster in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off my podcast, I'll fucking kill you.
Someone you idolize.
Uh-oh. Do you hear that, folks? There's a fucking storm brewing. There is a storm brewing in the cow motherfucking universe. And that storm is this Saturday night. There's no time for the rest of this intro. There's no time. 8:21. This is the go-home show to cow. The Comedians of Wrestling Podcast presents the DZ and Friends Summer Slamtacular, where the main event, the match that is after Roman Reigns and John Cena do whatever they're doing, the main event, the cow title, will be on the line when I, Dan Black, the Elk Beast, the modern-day goof and spoof Haraja, Donnie Capri, from the time I went to Italy, Donnie Wrestling, Donski Blackamora, you know it. You know what it is. Versus the Super Mark, the Markitect, Long Island's own, Nick motherfucking Tulo. Versus the native Hawaiian, Mr. Jason Shabiro, who is not here yet, but he's there he is.
India, Romeo Oscar Shabiro.
The cow champion, Jason Shabiro. I mean, this is his last podcast as the champion, so let's give him a little bit of respect here. Coming in from Hawaii, that match is this Saturday night at the Space, thespacelv.com, to get your tickets in Las Vegas. Right off the motherfucking strip, right after SummerSlam. You get your tickets right now. We have some available. It will fucking sell out. Dolph Ziggler will be there. Looks like on Ziggler's poster, John Morrison's going to be there. According to Ziggler's poster, Caleb Braxton will be there. More guests will be there. Okay? The Hollywood Hunk, Ryan Nemeth, will also be there. AEW's own. Looks like we're going to have some AEW talents. I heard of another AEW talent coming. This show is unfucking missable, okay? Tickets are reasonably priced. They're fucking available. And the main event of this is a cow motherfucking title match. Now, Jason Shapiro in the house.
Yeah.
The cow champion.
I am
also
the cow
in the house. Let me just introduce everyone if you don't mind. I know you're the champion. I'll give you that respect. Do you mind if I introduce the room?
Look, man, you run your show however you want. All I'm doing is showing up, as is my obligation, to help promote this ridiculous match and to just support the pod like I always have done. So go on, Dan, go on.
Returning to the podcast after a short but felt hiatus, the First Lady of Cal, Erin Finnerty.
Oh, wow, Dan. What up, everyone?
What up to Erin Finnerty. Also, Erin is announced as the special guest timekeeper. She will be ringing the bell to kick it off.
Yes.
People have been asking me, will it be a sound effect bell? No. You will be ringing the actual cowbell.
Yes. It's my specialty. I've done it many times before. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you're really good at it because the cowbell, there's a temptation. People got to have more, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
your
the thing.
Temptation is just to ring it. A couple, you guys have seen on this podcast, I'm not that good at ringing the cowbell.
Yeah, we know that you're actually not great at doing it at all.
Right, my rhythm's all, it doesn't sound right when I do it.
But yeah. One of my strengths is restraint, and I feel like I can just do the ding, 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 and then stop, and it's fine.
You have control, which people mm-hmm. respect. You have restraint.
Yeah.
Commentating the match on 8/21 at the SummerSlam Tacular. He will be there. He is a nasty, nasty boy. Nasty Newman. How about it?
How about it indeed?
You ready to call this thing or what?
I am. I'm just a little, feels a little off. Like I feel like I don't recognize any of you at this point. Most especially you, Dan. I'm going to call this, it
no,
down
no,
the middle.
No. This is not.
That sounds like it's dinner.
It's
that
not
more
the
like
rhythm,
ready.
Dan. That's not the rhythm, nor the time to do that.
No. Again, this is why Dan, he needs to hire a timekeeper like me to do this.
Like when Dan was saying he's like not good at ringing the bell, he meant like he doesn't know when to do it. He doesn't know what the rhythm of the bell is.
Well, he has no control. We know that.
Yeah, I got control. Whatever, folks. A lot of shit talk about me lately. I don't know. I think I'm firing on all cylinders. But I'll say this about Newman, and Aaron. We're paying mm-hmm. them a reasonable fee, $25,000 each for their services on Saturday, which they've both agreed to put immediately on red at the MGM.
Yeah.
Correct?
That's true. Are those being paid in IOUs? Because those are as good as cash, right?
I want to point out that
Nick
I'm taking Tulo, a pay
the
pay
supermarket
cut.
In the house.
Go ahead, Newman. You can finish your point.
I'm just pointing out that I'm actually taking a pay cut for this appearance.
Yeah, how much do you normally get called to announce, paid to announce?
It's 50, right? That's 20, your fee?
$28,000.
Oh, 28,000. Well, Aaron's quote is 50 because of
mine's 50.
Her bell ringing skills.
To pay you, Newman.
You check a few boxes that I don't. That's the thing.
That's true.
Aaron gets paid for a lot of skills that you don't think require to be a lot of money. She'll sharpen a pencil for $30,000.
100%.
Exactly, right? She'll outline something that's already drawn for
I can trace.
$90,000.
Yeah, fee is hella high.
She'll turn on the lights in your apartment for $25,000, your house, $300,000.
She basically does things that like a ghost would do.
Yes.
But
I'll tickle your feet in the night. That's going to cost you like $500,000.
That one might be worth it.
obviously. I mean, my bank account would agree with you.
And listen. As much as me and this guy have been going at it in the Facebook group over private texts and calls, I got to say this, a huge opportunity for Nick Tulo entering for the first time into a Cal-sanctioned ring. He got sanctioned this week, signed up, officially added to the Cal roster, which is one of the most exclusive wrestling roster in wrestling. You know? It's about four or five people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's more technically, I've been Harvard. On the... Technically, I've been on the roster because I did hold the briefcase, and then, you know, we all now know how that went. Dan.
We all know how you botched that. Everyone knows.
Yeah, we all know how Dan acted like the big old capital P word and decided that he was going to cry in front of everybody. Oh,
Tulo.
Your flavor.
Hella loud, just FYI.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, yo, Tulo, actually, we have...
Let
this
me
is,
move that down. Is that better?
This sound effect just summarizes your Money in the Bank run. Just loud, obnoxious, and fizzled. And then now Shebs, as the champion, let's just get right into it here before we talk about SummerSlam. We talk about the CM Punk possibly coming back this week. There's a lot to talk about, but I think we should throw it over to the Cal champion, Jason Shapiro, who I saw spoke to his lawyers, which his lawyers are... Adam Letterman, right?
I mean, when you got Letterman in your corner, that's the only lawyer you need. He does
and
the job
will
of like 10 minutes.
And you be in this match. Despite what everyone said, this match is fully sanctioned and you're in it.
Well, look, I spoke to Adam Letterman and a couple things were kind of brought to my attention. You know, as you guys know, I don't need to be in any matches that are in Hawaii. That's just the name of the game, okay? I have a religious exemption because this place is my religion. However, my love of hard seltzer and money finally caught up with me because I also signed a lucrative deal with Truly Hard Seltzer, which sort of requires me to make all appearances at the space in Las Vegas associated with SummerSlam Tacular. And you know what? I just, you know, I grew too fast. I got too greedy. I flew too close to the sun. I wanted it all. I wanted to do everything. I wanted to show up for these people. I wanted to give you guys a mainland coronation celebration. And maybe I didn't read every last letter of that contract. You know, Letterman with the time difference, I couldn't get it in the time. I needed that seltzer dough. So now I got to be there. Otherwise, Big Seltzer's coming after me. And it's just, it's honestly, it's almost poetic what I have to face and overcome. All the things that are in my odds. But I will overcome it. But let's just go through what those odds are. So yes, to answer your question, this match is official. I can't avoid it, right? I'm coming. I didn't think I'd have to because I don't give a shit what Matt Walsh says. And Walsh, I'm going to deal with you once I deal with these two. You're absolutely the guy I want next because how dare you, sir?
Okay.
But let's look at the facts. I haven't been training. In fact, I've been drinking heavily for the past 4 months, ever since I mopped the floor with Dan Black at Cowmania 3. I'm out of shape, technically. I'm outnumbered. I got two guys who are gunning for me.
Bro. You can't wrestle on floor, bro, which is what you're going to have to do this Saturday night, man.
Dan, we all know
it's
I have a
UCW. Sin City, baby.
I've got UCW credentials.
You're too busy vegging out there in Hawaii to actually handle an actual ring. And by the way, another fun fact about Cal, hardest rings in the wrestling game because they're just wood stages.
Because they're comedy stages. They're comedy venue comedy stages. They're not actual rings. Look, look, long story short.
Hardest part of the ring is the entire ring. Cow, not the apron.
I don't need to make excuses. I just need to let everyone, just remind everyone that I'm not prepared for a match. I shouldn't be in this match. I've been duped into it. I got put in there by Matt Walsh for no good reason. And at the end of the day, we still know that I'm going to win this fucking match because I'm smarter than all of you guys. I've got friends in every city. I don't care about the Cow universe and if they think I'm popular or not. O'Toole is the more popular guy. When it comes to real connections in real cities, I'm the most networked dude in this whole podcast universe. I've got not only hoes in different area codes, I got bros in different area codes. And guess what? Vegas has got an area code last time I checked. So I'm very well connected in Vegas. Things are going to go my way.
Good for you.
I'm just saying, I got this thing under control, but I'm not happy about it. And let me tell you guys something, the listeners and my competition. This podcast is about inspiring people. It's about making people better. It's about teaching them to grab the brass ring by the pussy and just go for the gold. And what I'm looking at right here is two guys who are pretending their faces, and yet the title shot that you guys want is against a guy who's not ready to fight, a guy who's on 1 week's notice for a fight.
Shame.
On a match that shouldn't ever exist. You guys are both taking a coward's way into the shot. And honestly, I can't lose because I'm too fucking good and I've got too much pride, but I almost wish I'd lose because I'd love for either of you to get this belt back under such cowardly and insufficient circumstances. What kind of reign would you guys have if this is how you got the belt? I wouldn't want the belt like this. That's not the title reign I want. I've done nothing but elevate this title. I've got on The Rock's Instagram. I brought Calmania 3 back. If you guys don't think that everything I do is for the good of this pod, then you guys aren't looking closely. So I wish you both luck. You're going to need it. If you ever had a shot against me, it was this weekend when I'm off Hawaiian soil. But let's be honest. All soil is Hawaiian soil as soon as I set foot on it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Mahalo, bro. Fuck off.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Jason Jabiro, strong words. I mean, look, I guess if we're getting into it and we're not going to be talking about wrestling here, I mean, I'll throw it over to Nick Tulo to say what Nick Tulo's got to say. You can respond to that. I'm feeling respectful today. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, he brought up odds, so I figured I'd go ahead and do a little math for you. And, you know, they say that all men are created equal, but, you know, you look at me and you look at Dan Black and you can see that that statement is not true, right? See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a supermark, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% chance at best at beating me. Then you add Jason Shabiro, this little bitch down here, to the mix. And your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at SummerSlam Tacular, you got a 33 1/3% chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3% chance of winning. Because Jason Jabiro knows he can't beat me, and that's why he's not even going to try. So Dan Black, take your 33 1/3% chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 1/3% chance of winning at SummerSlam Tacular. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we was to go one-on-one and then add the 66 2/3% chance, and I got 141 2/3% chance of winning at SummerSlam Tacular. See, Dan, listen, man. The numbers don't lie. and they spelled disaster for you and Shebs at SummerSlam Tacular.
All right. Strong words from it seems like Tulo math is trending.
Dan, do you have the Billy Madison drop?
Which is the Billy Madison drop?
That was the
this one, let's go,
no. Now, as a CPA, none of that math added up. Felt like
it makes total sense.
None of that math added up. But look, I get it. So essentially, can you summarize that for me?
So basically,
so I can do that math. What you're saying is essentially is that
at this point in the
run
game,
run the numbers again, please.
Yeah, run those numbers again.
What it all means is
can
that
you run those
at this
exact
point in the game,
back?
let's take a little stroll down memory lane here. Jason Shapiro made a match between me and you, right? So
out of the goodness of my heart, by the way.
He knows what he was getting himself into. The winner of this match was going to face him. So I don't understand what his big problem is about being thrown into this match. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be really honest with you. I am not prepared. I haven't lifted a weight. I haven't ran. I'm not as smart as you. I got a 1040 on my God. SATs. Okay. I've been working like a madman.
You got to hear this. Hold on. Christina's got to hear this.
Are you going to bring this Buffalo Gumar onto the show?
Oh my God.
Act like you're from New York for a second.
God damn it. Someone let a window open. Let some of that stank out of here.
I know.
I can smell her from across the Zoom.
The last lady of Cal, ladies and gentlemen,
she
Christina.
Smells like,
the last
smells
lady
like,
of Cal.
Second lady of Dan's life.
She smells like Justin Bieber perfume.
So anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, the perfect evidence is who just walked into the camera, who was nothing but throwing love and admiration my way. And then all of a sudden, these two come along. Ugh. And it's just like, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Gross.
It doesn't even matter. This guy is so done. He is so far gone.
Wait, what are you talking about?
What are you saying? Nobody.
You're gonna lose to a very unprepared person, and it's gonna be hilarious. And that's something you'll never live down, Dan Black. And Shebs, yeah. I mean, whatever. Like,
no, you're
right.
Dan is gonna lose to a very unprepared person. That's me.
Okay,
but I'm also a crafty person.
I honestly don't even care about the title at this point because it's not about the title anymore to me. Like, honestly. I care about just beating the absolute shit out of you two. And I'm going to crock chop you. Both of y'all are going to get hit with the EMA. Fucking Christina, you can hop on the EMA Express too if you want. Because I know you've been down from the beginning.
You really want to put her on that Express?
So, yeah, she deserves one. So anyway, it's enough talk.
She will.
Like, we've gone so far past. You guys are spinning off the fucking rails. You're flying off the rails. You have no idea what you're even fucking saying anymore, okay? The truth is all this. Everybody is on my side. Everybody backs me. And there's more than enough evidence in the world to prove that. So you guys are so done. Because when you show up and you walk out there and there's fucking crickets and everybody's marking the fuck out for me, and you'll realize that the heart and soul of Cow is the Supermark Nick Tulo, and it has nothing to do with you two. You think you said you done all this stuff. Dan, you lost your way. Shapiro, your fucking numbers are so off. It took you 3 months to get a goddamn repost from Truly, okay, buddy? You're not a fucking influencer.
I'm sorry I don't get reposted like you by the
Austin
Rib House.
Fuck the fourth wall, let me tell you something. There's not going to be a single fucking Truly can in that place because you won't fucking deliver, bro. And that's the fact.
Tulo, I'm sorry. Your promos are too long. You're taking too much time.
At SummerSlam Tacular, I will deliver.
Okay, but you got to get more
because
brief.
Because this podcast needs a hero, and you're going to fucking get one.
Guys, the thing is this. You got to be tighter. You don't have the mic skills. You don't have the chops. You're not seasoned. You're going on and on. You're saying the same things. The Tulo Math promo is okay.
Sorry.
But you got to take it easy, man. Because Dan's got to talk. We got the Buffalo Gumar.
I choked on my wine from that.
I know. She's probably got to flap her yap a little bit. You know,
bottom
line. We got to keep the show moving. So let's go.
We'll keep the show moving. And Tulo, I heard you. I
Did
understand
you
know? This is a huge opportunity for you. Okay? I understand this is a huge opportunity.
It's not. Because win or lose, I'm still going to be over. I'm still going to be fucking great. I'm still going to be doing my stuff. And I don't really care.
Bro.
But the best thing that this could ever happen to this cow is me winning this title and put some fucking respect on
the
fucking cow name. Because you guys have disgraced
it. Everyone is going to be over
disgraced it.
You. Over your bullshit. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't know why I even work as hard as I do. I mean, luckily, it's paid off big time.
Yeah.
Because right, I got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. Christina will be ringside on Saturday night wearing my Jewish chain? Star necklace.
Wow, okay? Your grandfather
did.
Take
it off, put on. Yeah, my grandfather. My grandfather's probably. He is,
I don't even know.
Has
who
a boner
you are
in his grave over the fact that she that a chick this hoppy wearing his fucking chain. The bottom line is this: I don't know why I even work so hard. Thank God I got a chick like this from working this hard, because I got two. What I'm hearing from both of you is Tulo, instead of working hard, putting in the work, training, hitting the fucking ropes, hitting the fucking gym, he's fucking trying meth. Oh my God! He said he got a 10-20 on his SATs, and he's attempting math. I mean, you hear this, baby?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and so you're saying your plan is to figure out. Admitting I didn't work hard. I didn't. I don't even want the title. It's apathetic loser shit. Is that hopefully somebody knocks you out and you fall down and get a pin? Now,
Tulo, you couldn't even handle it if I ate your ass. Listen, I want you to pull your pants down and spread those cheeks, bitch. Because guess
listen,
what?
Listen, baby. When I win the title, I'll make sure I hire you.
We'll fucking eat your ass.
All right.
Doesn't cost very much. I'm sure it doesn't cost very much.
I just want the listeners to know this is the level that the show goes to with Tulo, with Dan.
Oh, please.
We're talking about eating ass. I mean, look, I kept this show fucking classy. I got us on The Rock's Instagram, people.
Grabbing the brass. Wait, you had both of you had your time. Phil, can we mute them? Both of them had their time?
No, Dan, please. I want you to go. Don't mute me. Go ahead.
Shreb's strategy here.
Yeah, the more you talk, the worse he looks. So please, you have the whole entire
pod. Guys, just so you know, I'm not in the only place that I'm powerful. But don't worry, because I know people somewhere else, so I'll be fine. So your plan is banking on someone else. Jesus Christ. So we have one guy who's doing math instead of working out, and then we got one guy who's relying on other people to fight me. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there, and the only person I'm going to rely on is myself. I'll be showing off my thigh, my jacked up fucking thighs. I'll be showing off my pecs. I'll be showing off how fucking ripped and ready to go I am. I've been working on a move, nothing fancy, Elk Gore. It's a spear, except I've been hanging out in the fucking forests of Los Angeles, the ones that haven't burnt down. Hanging out with the elk, working their strategy, killing them and eating them, thanks to Joe Rogan, my hero, who told me about the leanest meat with the highest protein levels, got me fucking yoked to the gills. Yeah, it's a spear. I'm going to go right through you motherfuckers. Quick. I'm going to make quick fucking meat with you fucking jabronis. Because you're not even fucking trying. And then I'm going to go out with all my fucking celebrity friends in Vegas, all of my wrestler friends. I'm going to get fucked up. I'm going to get fucked. And then I'm going to fucking maybe take a piss on both of you idiots. Because you're not even trying. This is going to be my... Honestly, we got to up the... Honestly, we got to up the fucking competition
Dan,
here.
Dan, you take a piss on me in a fucking dream, you better wake up and lick it off. All right, pal? I get one drop of piss on me, I'm going to fucking murder your whole family.
I can't even believe what I'm hearing. The bottom line is that Tulo, okay? I came into this as Tulo's protector, as his dark knight.
Yeah.
As Tulo's silent guardian, his watchful protector.
Here we go again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not the hero that Tulo deserves, because he doesn't deserve me, and he certainly doesn't deserve to get near this fucking chick, okay? Well,
she said she offered to eat his ass, so I don't know.
But he's the hero.
I don't know anyone wants to get that close to her besides you, Dan.
Oh.
That's accurate, too.
Wait, I'll get to that in a second, but Tulo, I'm the hero that you fucking need, okay? And I was going to pick you up, put you on my fucking shoulders after I beat you, and keep you away from Shebs, who's fucking dangerous. But now what I see is I see two guys who fucking... who are fucking making excuses. One guy's like, I didn't work out. And one guy's like, I'm not at my home, man. They got this match last minute.
This
is what happens. Opportunity meets preparation meets being the fucking
jacked man.
And I will restore order. You've been co-opting my gimmick and my lifestyle for way too fucking long, buddy. You didn't even have the balls to move to Los Angeles. You're like, I'm going to do Dan's gimmick in fucking Austin. And now you're over there. Now you're over there doing my fucking thing. And it's
everybody's leaving LA because of motherfuckers like you two.
Disrespecting me. Take Tim Dillon. Take fucking Joe Rogan, okay, bro? I am the new fucking Joe Rogan of Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I'm fucking crushing elk meat and crushing pussy. And the bottom line is this. When it comes down to it, you've disrespected me way too much, Tulo. I was here to protect you from yourself. And now you better find some protection from me, the elk beast.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, babe.
This is disgusting. You see what we've gotten?
I haven't been here in a while, and things have really gone downhill, I think, since I've been gone.
Yeah, this is barely a podcast anymore, Aaron. This is what's happening.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Okay. I was calling this number one contenders match. This is what
happens. Look what happens when Shebs is champion. He lets the whole fucking podcast burn to the ground. He lets his best friend do whatever the fuck he wants. He has no control of his best friend
anymore.
I mean,
don't put all that on Shebs. I don't think that's
he's the champ.
His fault.
He's the champ and he's in Hawaii. He's not around to control and console his best friend. Oh, Dan, it's okay, buddy. I know you're lashing out now because of all the things that have happened to you in your life, and you're leeching on to this whatever next to you. Dude, enough is enough, bro. I've seen this before, man. And if it wasn't for me, during those times where you were working so hard and you had no time to do anything to drag you out of your fucking hole, guess what? I'm not dragging you out of your hole this time, bro. I'm putting you in the fucking hole. And you're going to eat my fucking hole as well. So there's a whole lot of holes and a whole lot of moles.
Stop talking about eating ass for one second.
I mean, it is 2021, but no one wants to think about eating Tulo's ass anymore.
And I can't wait till Aaron, you and Christina get to hang out in Vegas. That's going
to
be really
fun.
Yeah,
it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, sorry, I have a call. What's that? Oh, you'd like to speak to Dan Black and Jason Shapiro? Sure, 1 second.
Oh, my God. He's trying math, and now he's trying Garrett.
I can't wait for you little bitches to get hit with a fucking crotch chop, and it's going to be the funniest thing we've all seen. It will be the moment of the night when I bang fucking Shapiro across the chest with that croc, and he goes, stop it.
I'll be honest.
And then I just bend Dan over, and I just fucking spank him in front of everybody.
I don't know what to say here.
Crotch chop is the most over move in wrestling right now.
You got to mute this guy. You're eating airtime.
Oh, you got to mute this guy. You got to mute this guy. You've been fucking saying that for fucking forever, too.
No, I'm
tired of being muted. I'm tired of being muted.
For real, fourth wall break. Like, yo, you're taking up too much fucking airspace. We're trying to do a show. And you're not making good content right now.
Okay.
By the way, when we listen back to this shut the fuck up for 5 seconds.
When we
go back and listen to this, you're going to hear A, how green you really are and how not ready you are to be champion, and B, how much of a heel you sound like. All right, everything coming out of your mouth is vile, it's aggressive, it's low class, it's disrespectful to the show, to the fans, to me. And I'm telling you, you are a bad guy. Okay, we know Dan's a bad guy.
Fine, I'll be a bad guy. I don't care. Who cares about heels and faces? I've been disrespected by you guys.
What I just tell you about airtime. Like, let me do the segment so we can move on to the next segment. Not every segment's a Tulo segment.
I'm bored listening.
Yeah, you should
be. Thank you. Me too. Me too.
You know what?
Guys, go away, Heat. Turn off Heat. Shapiro. He's just so
Tulo in any sense of the word. But I think this is a lot of fucking men talking about what they're gonna fucking do. And as a stripper, as somebody who has a lot of experience with men talking about what they're gonna do via text, there's a lot of buildup and not a lot of action in the end. So y'all better just stop talking and let me see some shit. Right? Enough.
Yeah. I'll show you some shit when you get hit with the EMA.
Now, what I was saying is that I'm excited for, the two ladies of Cow here to meet each other.
Me too.
Cow.
Well,
there is no other lady of Cow. There is one.
There is only one.
Christina, you're looking at her. You're looking at the first lady of Cow. Aaron Finnerty.
The fucking disrespect, man.
I see
Damn.
Nick Tulo.
First lady of Cow.
I see
Alex second Lane. Lady of Dan.
I see a troll.
Second
where?
Lady.
I see Jason Shapiro.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky.
She called you a troll, Newman.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay.
What are you doing? Are you defending Aaron?
No, not defending Aaron. I'm just saying we're trying to get.
You're not. I've been away from this podcast for a long time, I come back, and the whole quality of this podcast kind of lines up with the quality of the women in Dan's life now. Like, I don't know if this is a parallel or what. And, you know, Christina, like, we're both the only women on this show. You and I maybe aren't so different. We're both wearing black tops, but it's just there is only one original. You're just a cheap knockoff. And I welcome you to the show, but just know that you'll always be second place.
I don't know what to say for
the people online. You came out of nowhere. I've never met you before, but I'm just saying this is what they're saying. Jeez. Listen, and I don't agree with everything that they're saying about you. Look,
what literally everybody is saying.
Some men have taken it too far, okay? And I don't condone that behavior. But are they wrong? Are they wrong? I don't know. Look at Dan. Look what Dan's become. And look at you. Yeah,
Dan's perfect. Dan's great. Dan's better than I never.
Perfect.
People never heard a cow.
You know, it's almost as if almost as if you know the
boring.
You know the story.
Now there's some spice. There's like actual women
spice,
in the podcast.
Spice Channel.
Women
Spice Channel reject.
Okay. All right.
Do you know the story?
Excuse me, guys. I need
let
to hear
Newman talk.
Right,
let Newman fucking talk.
Can everyone shut their fucking stupid fucking mouths, please? For fucking 5 seconds. It's as if, Dan, it's as if instead of removing your rib to make your second form, God removed your second brain cell and created this. And now you have two one-brain-celled body people who, you know, used to express themselves intelligently. But are
well,
now
we don't
only
know
capable
that about Christina, actually.
Of, I just have to assume positive intent, Aaron. But like, and now we got two body people, and all I hear is the me happy, me strong. What has happened? What has happened? What has happened?
You know what's happened?
Don't know. I haven't been
fucking twice a day.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Twice.
Okay. Now look. Okay. Wow. Listen. Listen, everyone. Look, we got to get this. Let's get. Listen. Okay, Christina, just give me another LaCroix.
What is that? A denim bathing suit?
Are you guys in Daytona? Like, okay. What is with the way you're dressed?
What is this?
You have neat look. Thigh highs on.
You just hit me. All right.
And,
we'll talk about
well,
after. Look,
it stands to reason that there would be a little domestic abuse.
A little
in this
DA.
Situation.
A little
yeah.
DA action.
The bottom line.
Yeah.
Look, the bottom line is this: we got a big match this Saturday night. Okay, 8:21, and the shit got ugly here today. But that's the best part is that we'll leave it all out on the fucking floor, out on the stage at the Space in Las Vegas, okay? And I know Aaron and Christina, I know you guys are going to get along. You guys are going to get along great, I believe.
That's what
do we need to get? We have to fucking talk after this.
Okay. Well, all right. Well,
a thing called loyalty, baby. Loyalty.
It's not. Okay. All right. All right. Let's.
I mean, it's just.
It's enough already.
Enough.
We got to talk about wrestling. I'm going to ring the fucking. I'm going to ring the bell.
Oh, good luck.
I'm gonna ring the bell.
Good luck.
You're gonna try. Yeah.
I'm gonna ring the bell, and we'll
100% chance
okay.
This goes
sacrilege.
Yeah, baby, you sit
watching
over there.
Dan ring this
we're
bell.
Talk about wrestling, okay?
Ready?
If you wanted to chime in, you let me know if you have any insight, okay?
It's
can
just
she
three.
Please keep her legs crossed.
Three
while back
quick.
There. Is, that's
Dan,
possible.
Dan. Yeah. Three quick. Just like ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. I feel like
no.
You know that's not right, though.
No.
All right, we got the bell rung completely properly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Now you're trying
criminal.
To get the match
it's
to stop.
Criminal.
What
yeah.
Are the referees
yeah.
Coming out?
That sounds wow. Like in New Japan, right?
He
like,
did try. He did try.
Right? Isn't that like New Japan? They literally just go like, like they think that's gonna get it under control. What? All right. Anyway, a lot to fucking actually cover in the wrestling world. We'll put this on hold here. We see where everyone's at. That got fucking crazy. I apologize to the listeners who want to hear just about wrestling content, you know? We'll be back to that next week when I'm the champ. Okay. Now, all right. Let's start with talking about the John Cena-Roman Reigns feud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which will be coming ahead into a head as the co-main event of Saturday night, along with the cow title fight. But ultimately, Cena laid out the story of this match on SmackDown, which essentially is the 1, 2, 3, which he said like 40 fucking times in a row, right? Mm-hmm. And he's laying out the story, which is like, yo, you're going to kick my ass because I'm older and you're in the zone right now, essentially, right? But for me, all I got to do, very, I believe, way clearer than I believe what Tulo's trying to do here, is say like I can all I gotta do is just eke out a win and then I'm in the fucking history books, you know. I was thinking about this and I think that's gonna lead to a very cool match between the two of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think it's gonna be very fun because it's gonna be Cena catching him and then almost pinning him while Reigns looks fucking strong as shit, right?
Yeah, I mean Cena 100% loses, right?
I think so.
I don't think it's 100% at all.
I think it's
100%. Where we're at. Here's the only reason why I say he does
it. I don't think it's 100%.
I think he's
going to ragdoll him.
No. It's going to be a 30-minute banger. They're going for it.
Big match, John. It's going to be a great match.
Yeah.
And this is a huge moment in WWE history, and we have no idea where we're at with WWE right now. They are just, I don't even know. Like, they could think Cena's the answer, and they put the title on Cena because they know it's going to draw ratings. He'll show up on both shows. He'll probably challenge whoever the winner is on Raw, like, for the title. So I'm not counting out Cena walking out with that title. Yeah. Plus, if a draft's coming up soon, you never know. Maybe they want to put Roman on Raw.
I'm going to go as far to say as I think Cena is going to win the title.
Wow.
And the reason I say it is because I think Cena wants to wrestle. I think they're going to try a Cena. I think the ratings are bad. And I think they're going to try a Cena part-time schedule thing, you know? Like a Lesnar thing. I think they're gonna try it, you know, and then they're gonna lead to Cena Reigns at Mania for the give Reigns his mainland coronation celebration, if you will.
I think
defunct.
I mean, like, there has to be, though. There's vested interests in John Cena's like entire career, though, right? Like the same handlers that don't want The Rock breaking his neck in a wrestling ring, therefore keeping him out of wrestling storylines, probably have that same opinion about John Cena, no?
Yes, but less so than The Rock, obviously. The Rock is on a magnitude of right. far greater money machine than Cena is. Right. But I like this point that you guys...
Reigns, by the way.
Yeah,
gun to the head,
I choose Reigns. Gun to the head, we're choosing Reigns. Yeah. Worth mentioning that I also was the one who popularized the phrase gun to the head when forcing people to make a decision. One of the many contributions to the lingo of this podcast. Also,
you
one
came
of my
up
guys
with that?
To use it for wrestling. To say, let's stop debating, gun to the head, who do you pick? That was me. Also, one of my guys, that was me. I wrote half this fucking show. You guys just don't remember. But here's what I need to tell you. The point made by both Dan and Tulo, I think, is very valid, right? That ratings are low. It's a turning point. AEW is here doing the indie shit. This sounds like a classic time for Vince to say, I gotta throw the strap back on my guy and, like, let's put a rock on him and, like, let's take the power back. Let's see if they can compete with Super Cena. So I could see that happening for sure, whereas when we started this conversation, I was saying Reigns all day. But the counterpoint to that was, I was like, are they ready to pop the 16-time world champ ceiling and make it 17 on Cena, thereby making him the most multi-time champion of all time in wrestling history? And I always say no, like, they're not ready to do it yet. He's going to have to do it again at some point later. Why do it now? But then I thought, maybe they're just ready to shit all over Ric Flair now that he jumped ship. Maybe they're ready to just torch that guy's legacy.
Another interesting fact.
That's the interesting point, is that Ric Flair no longer with WWE, and not only not with WWE, came out with Andrade at AAA, You know, right. Vince doesn't really give a shit about, though. He probably doesn't even
I don't think he gives a shit about AAA, but I think he knows that Flair's with AEW. You know, like, he knows that's going to happen. He knows it's on the wall.
Do you think that John Cena is a big enough star that he could determine what happens in this match?
What the fuck are you talking about? You don't know anything about wrestling.
What I'm talking about is... Ric Flair is not a movie star celebrity like John Cena. John Cena is a fucking celebrity. So to get John Cena back into wrestling gives John Cena some fucking power, is what I'm fucking saying.
Of course, he's John Cena.
I feel like, could John Cena determine what happens in that match to get John Cena back into wrestling to rebuild the WWE because it's going down because of AEW's popularity? That's what
Touché.
I fucking mean,
I think I hit a nerve.
That's actually a great point. That was like actually like Billy Madison, old school when Will Ferrell blacks out.
That was a great point.
That's how you debate.
One thing that I can relate to with fucking Aaron is that's my fucking point, is that I have to fight extra fucking hard because I'm a woman and I don't know fucking anything, Shebs, right?
See, we do have common ground in some ways.
Such a good point, Shebs. Don't disrespect Christina.
Wow.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck
was
that, bro?
You know what that was?
Extra smack on Saturday.
You know what that was?
For that.
That's how quick I could get under all your skins. You guys are all getting worked. You guys are all pawns, and I'm still the king. So stack the deck against me in Vegas.
Yeah, mahalo, bro. Mahalo.
You're mixing metaphors here.
The house always wins. Always bet on black. Not no. Dan Black, though. Me. Yeah.
Always bet on Black, baby.
Fuck, did I just write a new catchphrase for this show?
I wasn't going to say anything when you were saying it, but that was
when I said you had to put the money on red earlier, and I was like, well, I should have
said
that.
I would tell you to make a shirt with it in like a Vegas-style thing, but right. We know you'll never do that and want to get some revenue for this podcast.
By the way, guys, the Mahalo Bro shirt, which was going to celebrate the Mainland Coronation Celebration, is now available on the store. The Ever Beach Bad Boys merch is available in the store, and all my proceeds
not flying off the shelves
do go to charity. A lot have been moved. I got the numbers in, but all my proceeds go to
Timberly,
charity.
Jose Gonzalez.
He sold 8,000 Mahalo Bro shirts.
Oh, we sold 8K. Really?
He made the Ever Beach Bad Boys buy their own.
I mean, Tulo. First of all, you know that everybody in Hawaii loves and respects me here. And the fact that you don't even see these people because they're people of color and they're Pacific Islander, that makes you fucking racist. And you're privileged. Yeah. The world's not Texas. The world's not Joe Rogan town. There's other people on this planet with other points of views and interests.
I think
and a lot of those people support
the
Hawaiians.
Bro.
No such thing.
I think they're just starting
Phil has to be muted for talking over people way too
wow,
much.
Wow, you exercised that.
What about Shebs?
All right. Tulo's now unmuted. Okay, here's the deal. So we all agree, gun to the head, who's winning this match?
I mean, gun to the head,
it's Reigns. But right. I think they might do Cena. He's not gonna
I'm saying John Cena.
He's not. His ego won't let him. And I think that they got him to come to help the WWE. That's my prediction.
It's not a bad point because Cena coming back, like if he...
But he's not about that shit.
Yeah.
But I think they want... If he's going to win, it's because Vince wants him to win.
You know what I mean? It is a big loss for Cena. He lost to The Fiend at that last Mania, and he's not he's really not done. You know what I mean? Like, but it's a great way to tell people, like, yo, I'm not done. You know what I mean? There's no reason he needs to be done. You know what I mean?
Did you guys see the Suicide Squad?
Yeah, he's fucking great in it.
I did not like it at all.
What?
I did not like it.
I'll be honest.
Not for everyone. It took me so long to get through it. John Cena was okay, but so bad.
I loved it. There were some good gags. There were some good gags in it. I will say that I was struggling to watch Suicide Squad also.
The first one was bad. This one was not that bad.
Finding Margot Robbie's fucking
lines. Harley Quinn.
Yeah,
was like
she's
the
so
only
fucking good.
Spot.
Her name is Margot.
That's why Birds of Prey is a superior movie.
Is it not Margot Robbie?
Her first line is, "Sorry, I'm late. I was
did you say
Robbie?" Which just made me laugh because she's so hot. It's funny that she talks about shitting. I don't, you know, and that's not something I think I would laugh about. But I was like, she pulls that off. She's that good.
Yeah, she's the best. She's the bright spot, the only bright spot in both of those movies.
Huge
so anyway, Sonya. Cena was okay.
So Cena has this story of 1, 2, 3. It's kind of cool if he ekes one out and then he makes Reigns go to the back of the line for being a jackass, and then Reigns has to earn his way back up because Reigns just needs adversity. Like if Reigns wins, what matches are there for him? No one's at the caliber of Cena. Like, even if you give him Rollins, it's not going to feel like that big, in my opinion.
Can I tell you what could happen to me? I mean, gun to the head, I'm still going Reigns. That's just gun to the head, you know, if I'm choosing life. But I've definitely been swayed on this Cena as a possibility thing. But why can't they have a banger of a match with Roman Reigns doing some move like tapping out while the ref can't see because of an Uso or something?
Well, he did
like,
that at Mania.
I'm just saying, right? So why not do it again? And why not they play this game all the way till Mania and have Cena build versus Reigns for the main event of Mania and win it there? Like, if you're going to win that 17th pop, why is that not a WrestleMania moment? You know what I mean? Like, is that a SummerSlam moment? Maybe. Could be. I'm not saying no, but I would rather see Cena come back and win the Rumble or something and that day say, I'm going for Reigns at Mania. That's what's up. Like,
all right.
After the Rumble,
those are all good options. By the way, random point: Survivor Series confirmed for Brooklyn in November 21, which is now not a convenient place for any of us.
No, I mean, it could be. I'm on the other side of the world of my former
except for
home.
Phil.
I'll be there.
Yeah, like,
Phil.
PP will be there.
Like it's
Phil
crazy.
Ain't going to fucking
we all
Survivor Series.
Like going to Brooklyn.
No chance in hell. No chance in hell.
No.
If an event was in Brooklyn, it was like a huge. It would be like, yo, that's so dope. It's in Brooklyn. We'll all go. And now it's like, who lives in New York? I don't even.
I thought it's
know.
In Brooklyn. Isn't it that at the Barclays?
Shebs used to live in his previous life.
Yeah.
As an engaged man, he lived like two blocks away from Barclays.
I was a 20-minute walk from my apartment. I would go there all the time. Saw TLC there. Saw some multiple SummerSlams there.
No
scrubs. Saw the first appearance of the Universal title. I saw that match, and we all booed that red belt
that
out of the building.
Beautiful, leathery red crocodile belt.
A lot of great memories in Barclays.
Now it's blue.
All right, guys.
Well, it looks better blue.
Let's jump to CM Punk, who
they 100% say, showing up.
Are you saying that for real?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Yeah. I'm going to read every single. So they're saying CM Punk will debut on Rampage on Friday. Right, like just to fucking steal the thunder of SummerSlam the day before. And here's all the shit that they've done. This is a list of all the teasers they've had.
I saw this.
Right? They're putting Rampage inside the United Center, which is the largest indoor venue in Punk's hometown of Chicago.
All right?
That's a huge venue for a Rampage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone.
Rampage location was announced. AEW camera crew immediately focused on fans chanting for Punk. So they actually purposely focused on the Punk chants.
Opposite of what they do in WWE.
Darby Allin's promo, he called out the best in the world, Shane McMahon.
I like this. We're getting the facts.
MJF stealing a line from Punk's pipe bomb promo while telling Chris Jericho his next opponent was Juventud Guerrero. So I don't know. He said something in the pipe bomb. I don't remember what it was. You guys remember what he said? He said, "Did he wave the?"
It's what he started the promo. It's what he like started the promo off with.
Okay.
It was shades of CM Punk.
Punk is posting an Instagram story of "Sirius" by the Alan Parsons Project, the entrance theme for the Chicago Bulls, who play in the United Center.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Then Punk was wearing a pin at CFFC 99 that read Punk XX. The Rampage episode where he's supposedly showing up is on August 20th.
When? How many more of these are there?
Punk referencing.
There's like 12.
There's only two more. Punk. He tweeted out 05/11/21 Instagram post, possibly referencing each summer of Punk.
Right.
Oh, that's
that one
cool.
That one I take issue with. Because the summer's almost over. It's going to show up. It's the summer Punk is only, it's the end. Why can't 5/11/21 be May 11th?
Yeah, I didn't
know
that.
A date that already happened. Maybe he had like a really good steak that day. And it was the first time he ate meat in many years.
All of these like CM Punk QAnon threads.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's so QAnon. Yes.
Right. It doesn't matter. You don't have to look any farther than that interview that he was doing. I don't know what jabroni show that was, but he asks him, he's like, oh, are you going to be at the United Center or whatever? And CM Punk is an actor, right? He's not a good actor. And so what he does is he goes, oh, I think I have a thing. Let me look at my schedule here. it's a screening. Yeah, we're doing a screening, so I hope to see everybody. And it was the most acted, like, thing. He's 100% going to be there.
Yeah. All right. He's going to be there, which is that cool? I can't decide if it's cool that he's going to come.
I'm not a huge CM Punk mark.
It's very cool.
I love CM Punk.
Cool, but I'm not.
CM Why Punk do we need to be surprised? Like, we always critique WWE for spoiling surprises, but why do I'd rather...
Remember when Sting showed up? That was so fucking
surprises
fun.
Surprises are better.
Yeah,
no,
surprises
are
better. Who cares? They're about to sell out the United fucking center, dude.
The reason
they
wouldn't
have done that
is too low. They were just it's in wrestling. It's
yeah,
it's,
but who cares? He's about to join. He's about to fucking join the. This is a game.
So you're
changer.
Telling me you would be okay with it if they were announced on Twitter and they were like CM Punk's coming? You'd like that more than if you were surprised.
They already announced it. He just read off like 15 facts. It's happening. Okay, we all know it's happening.
They didn't announce it. Those are teasers.
Those are said they were QAnon conspiracy.
What? This is one of the worst takes I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, shut up, Shaz.
You don't like surprises.
No, what's so bad about us knowing that CM Punk is coming?
It's
like,
not
that
bad.
Be surprised.
Oh, my God. What is it? What are we even fucking talking about here, man? Yeah, it's better if it was a total shock.
Everything
and if it's
is
not,
better
that's
as
okay.
a surprise.
Of course it would be if it was a total shock. But
agree with me. Great. Move on, then.
You can't keep this contained. Obviously, that everybody's going to know that he's coming back. He's been talking about how he's not coming back for so long. And then they announced it, and they're able to sell out 25,000 seat places. It's going to be sick.
The point to make, if you're too low here, is the point to make is, well, the way to shock people is what you do with them, right?
Right. Yeah. And if he doesn't come back, what do you think? They booked a 25,000 seat arena on a fucking Friday night for shits and giggles because they know they can work everybody into thinking Punk's coming back. He's coming back. All right. So everybody just accept it.
Okay. So what do you do?
Let's see what happens.
What's the coolest thing you do
with
Punk? I'll go around. Say the coolest thing you do with Punk. Off the hip. How do you bunk Punk? How do you book Punk? Match
bunk
back.
Punk.
Here's what I do. You have him just come. I think you probably just have him come out and just talk some shit about how wrestling sucks now, right? Like, I think he'd do something like just have him kind of like do something that's more broad as opposed to like a feud specifically. You know what I mean? I think you come out and call out Vince McMahon and talk about how, like, this is the fucking revolution and those fuckers. So I would actually just get sued, even mention Vince by name. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, have him just – have him go into the Punk playbook. Talk about AEW is his vision. I'm the creator of AEW. Cody Rhodes is not. Without me, none of this would exist. Right? Like, I'm the fucking architect of independent wrestling, and I'm the one who took down Vince fucking McMahon. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm confident in whatever Tony Khan has planned. That's the point I'm at right now. I would not be confident if CM Punk was returning to WWE because...
I don't think Tony Khan has anything to say with Punk says. Punk said, I'm coming in there and give me a microphone and whatever That's match true. I want. Right?
Yeah,
I don't think Tony Khan even has the balls to say anything.
Punk comes to him with an idea the same way Aleister Black came to him with an idea, and they know they're going to work it. And Punk has said on record that the only way he's coming back is to be in a really awesome storyline. So clearly he's been watching AEW and he's got something planned, and he brought it to Tony Khan, and Tony Khan said, "Let's fucking do it."
Okay,
Punk. That's it. Luther feud. Let's go.
I'm here for it.
Punk Here's Cassidy. All right. Can we talk about – I would like to talk about Bianca Sasha for a second, which is a match everyone's going to be very pumped to see at SummerSlam. I believe we'll all be at SummerSlam. Okay. I will go back to what I said at Mania, which is Sasha should win this match.
Is this for a title? I haven't been watching.
It's for – Bianca's still the champion. It's the rematch.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. Two points. One thing about this segment on SmackDown is Pat McAfee said contract signing. He dropped a line, which I believe is a break, but made me laugh. He goes, "These always go real well." Talking about contract signings,
I love
it
that.
Made me laugh. Well, do you guys care that that's kind of a break? I thought it was really funny though. Right?
He's the best.
Yeah, he's very funny. He brings a great energy. You see him when Shinsuke enters; he's just like rocking out. Won. It's exactly what I would do. I'm just jealous of the guy. I respect what he does. You know?
I am waiting for the Pat McAfee announcing duo with John McAfee. That's the duo I want commentating
rest
every
in
match.
Peace.
Rest in fucking hell, honestly, but rotten hell,
I
mean, more like
I'm
it,
just saying you're going to be waiting a long time.
I'm just saying that's my
the
duo.
The afterlife.
The McAfee brothers, Pat and John.
Bianca was great when they started punching each other. She like flips over the table. It was a fucking great time.
No one's done that.
That
Usually
was really
the table
fun.
Flips.
Yeah, she flipped over the table instead of flipping the table, which was very fun. That was cool. But at the end of the day, Sasha's just – she looks like a fucking million bucks. She feels more over, you know? It's time to give Sasha the run that she fucking deserves, I think. That's where I'm at.
I'm here for it.
I think that's what it boils down to. I mean, it's weird when you look at the fact sheet and you're like, yeah, when Sasha somehow has got the short end of every stick and she carried so many matches, she's just a great performer. But I do want the storyline of billing her losing streak and like her going against that for Mania. Like, I feel like that's a nice thing to do one day.
She already broke it because she successfully defended her title.
At Mania? Yeah.
No, after Mania, she successfully defended her title.
No, I'm saying I want to see her at Mania.
Oh, I know. You're saying losing streak. I thought.
Yeah, she has a Mania losing streak, I think.
Oh, Mania losing streak. Gotcha.
And I want to see...
Her whole rap always was that she... never successfully defended her title after winning it.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I like all that stuff. It's all good angles, but I think she should get the strap. I'm ready for Sasha to, like, have a nice little run.
Agree. All right. I want it. All right. Where do I go here? All right. Here's a fun fact. Where are you going? Oh, okay. Goldberg is a draw. I was reading an article about this. Fun fact is that when Goldberg is there, ratings are actually up. I'm just saying. One thing you should know. There. What? No, on Raw. They're saying that the Raw ratings were like two were like way up when Goldberg's there. So interesting thing. People
look.
They wouldn't
do that if that wasn't true, right? Like, there's a reason they keep bringing back these dinosaurs. It's not to piss off Smarks. It's because they move the goddamn needle. You know, that's what's up.
You know who's weirder to me than even like the markiest fucking like it's still real to me, damn it, person is the casual fan who hears like, oh, Goldberg's gonna be there. And then they're like, you know what? I haven't watched in a few. Like, I'm gonna tune in. Like, that's a weird person because they're like choosing. They're choosing. You know what I mean? Like, they're choosing to like jump into wrestling because they heard Gold. Even if it's like John Cena, like anybody who hears someone's going to be there and then is like, oh, I think I'm going to watch now. They're in a weird spot in their life.
I did that for when The Rock came back and feuded with Cena in the Fruity Pebbles promos. Like,
as in all things, The Rock is an exception.
I'm just saying, when The Rock was like, The Rock is going to be on Raw, I was like, holy shit, looks like somebody's watching Raw tonight. Like, I got to see this. And I was so glad I did.
Right.
But yeah, The Rock is sort of...
He's the only one.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Right.
Cena is an absolute needle mover. Like, I mean, this 100%. Guy, no doubt. When they announce him, he's going to be on the show. He's the only... I think, honestly, the only... Him and The Rock, like, obviously, The Rock came back. But... He came back and numbers skyrocketed like for them. And when they said they were going to announce him beyond it, so he's the only one doing it. Edge didn't do it. I don't care what you say about Goldberg. Goldberg ain't the one fucking pushing.
Oh, I'm not even defending Goldberg. I'm just saying I thought that was interesting. I saw that article. Yeah. I was like, shit, it's worth mentioning because I'm like, why are they doing this? You know. But
honestly,
to do something.
When we're all sitting at SummerSlam, texting each other like, Jesus fucking Christ, is Lashley fucking Goldberg match?
Well, yeah, we purposely
sucks.
Now. Okay.
Well, I guess we'd all be sitting next to each other. Well, you guys will be. I'll be different. I'll be on the floor.
Listen. Right. Last thing I'll talk about is Seth Rollins' Edge. Just want to say, Seth Rollins.
The guy.
Seth Rollins. The guy.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
He's doing some really. His promo was pretty sick on SmackDown, if you're watching. He's doing some really great work in this Edge feud. I think he's kind of buried, not buried, he gets his great booking and stuff like that, but I think this build has gotten buried in the AEW hype a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, in WWE's morale being low, people not giving a shit about AEW, mm-hmm. you know, about WWE, but I would say ultimately, I think that Rollins I think he'll go over here, over Edge, you know? And I think he's been in a really good spot. I don't know. I just really enjoyed his promo. He talked some great shit about Edge. And there's a really great promo. You see the comparisons between the two in his promos. And I don't know. I really enjoyed the segment. I'm just always loving Rollins.
Bro.
He's just kind of always good is really my main point about that. Rollins is always in the zone. Wedge.
Yeah.
Has Iceberg Lettuce Wedge. I just called him Wedge when I was saying it. I was going to say it. Has Edge won since he's been back? Honestly? No, right?
He won one Orton match.
Yeah, and then after that, it's all been losses. So if he loses to Rollins, he's out, right? I mean, I can't – where does he go after that? AEW against Christian for the title? Like, Tony Khan's cutting a blank check. I mean, at that point. Like, that's the only way I see this going now is that Rollins is going to beat Edge, and then I think Edge's time is done with WWE. Dan, can you see Edge going to AEW if he loses to Rollins?
No. I don't think ever goes to AEW.
You say that about everybody, and everybody said no about it.
I don't. I mean, look, there's so much money over there, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't see it.
What does he go after? You're such a big edge mark, right? I mean, where does he go after losing to Rollins?
Two things.
And there's nothing left.
Everyone that talks about the money in AEW, do we have any confirmation on salary
I'm not
differences?
Talking about money.
I'm curious. Do you take a pay cut to go, or do you take a pay bump to go? I'm curious. Secondly, it's not AEW, so wins and losses don't matter. So if he loses to Rollins, why does he have to leave at WWE? Why can't he stay there for two more years? Because he's losing matches? Like,
do we know
what
Edge's contract's up? Do we have any...
It doesn't matter if he loses. Rollins went through a huge shit cycle for like 2 years where he was doing jack shit. That happens. Sometimes you're down. Like, that's just what happens. Where they were trying to find his way. I think Edge... if I had my druthers, I think he's got one more run in him. I want that fucking. I don't think he's leaving WWE until he's got another legitimate shot at the title and a potential title reign.
Just won the fucking Rumble at the number one position and then lost, yeah. And then lost again after it.
I know, and then sometimes people lose. And what I'm telling you is, you said, do you think if he loses to Seth Rollins, does he go to AEW? And I'm like, I don't think that's how the business works. It's kind of scripted.
Right now, that's how it is.
So I think what happens is he sticks around because he wants one more run at that top spot. And I think he might get it. I think
unless Cena wins. Unless Cena wins, then maybe.
Well, do you know why you guys pick Cena anyway? I'm saying, Edge, we're not done with Edge yet, man. Adam Copeland has got a lot of tricks up his sleeve.
Well, I think we said it all here today. I think we've talked about all the big shit that's going on. I don't have anything to say about the Nikki A.S.H. stuff, personally. I don't want to knock it too hard. I don't like it. It's not for me. But if you like it, then you like it.
She lost to Rhea Ripley. Like, it's like, yeah. I don't even know
how
to make it
almost a superhero
work.
Thing. It's like, and then you have Charlotte just kind of like selling it out also. You know what I'm saying? So
she's got one foot out the door too.
Right. And so
the superhero thing is so lame. Like, I turned on Raw for the first time on Monday with 20 minutes to go. And it was just Nikki Cross in this dumb outfit and Nia Jax, and Charlotte was just standing outside the ring, like spacing out.
Aaron, it's almost a superhero because, you know, in a company who for the past 20 years have literally called their superstars superheroes, she's almost a superhero for some fucking believable reason.
Yeah.
Imagine if they call Fiend scary, spooky boy.
Yeah. I think
he's almost a monster among
he's
men.
Not so much. Still Bray Wyatt.
All right. SummerSlam. Let's just get ramped up here. We got fucking SummerSlam this weekend. We got CM Punk debuting. All pretty exciting stuff. We see Cena. And then
we're
going to
watch Rampage.
What?
We all going to watch Rampage in the hotel room.
Oh, my God.
We'll be on the plane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Phil and I will be flying out to Vegas.
I'll be on my phone
I'll be training. Me and Christina will be watching. We'll be watching Rampage together. We'll be training, doing whatever. You know, doing what we do. Okay.
We don't.
Did you guys get a pole in your room?
I don't know. Christina, did we get a pole in the room?
Maybe don't announce where they're staying.
Here's the thing.
Cut that out.
People are going to be flooding to the hotel to capture Christina and Dan on film.
Look, let's talk about this. Just
the biggest hotel in America, folks.
Infosec.
I'm just going to bleep out the hotel name.
Here's the deal. All right. First off, one thing I want to say is great contributions today, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jesus,
you were fucking
amazing. She really added a lot.
And the bottom line is this, okay? This Saturday night, Nick Tulo, Dan Black, Jason Shapiro go head-to-head for the first time. Nick Tulo's first time setting foot in the hardest ring in the professional wrestling game, a.k.a. a comedy stage. I'm going to give everybody one last word here to fucking get people fucking behind you, okay? And I'll let Jason Shapiro, would you like to go first as the champion? Would you like champion's privilege to go first or last?
Well, I'd like to go last.
You like to go last. All right. Nick Tulo, would you like to go first?
I mean, I guess I don't really have an option. Honestly, I think everybody who's supporting me knows me for who I am. I think these two guys are imposters. I think they want you to believe that I'm somebody that I'm not. And I think everybody who has voted for me and says they want me to be the next Cal champion knows truly who I am. And I appreciate all the support that I've gotten. And I will go into this fight. I will fight till I cannot fight anymore. And at the end of it, it will be one hell of a fucking celebration in Vegas. And I am really looking forward to it. And honestly, guys, I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you on Saturday. I apologize in advance, but I don't really care anymore because you guys have told me you were my friends for a long time. And this is less about, I know people are saying I'm trying to take over the podcast or trying, and you guys have created me, but like, honestly, man, I'm just fed up with your shit. So I'm going to bring you a whole lot of shit you never seen before and put on a great show. And I'm pumped to be there. So win or lose. Supermark forever.
All right. I'll go next, and I'll just say this, which is that I know things have gotten out of hand here, okay? But that's why I need to win, and that's why I will win, okay? And it's not just to impress my extremely hot fucking babe, the greatest contributor in cow history, many are saying. The techs are in. But is that to restore fucking order. Because when the two of you are champs, homeostasis is off, baby. When the two of you are champs, the title's off in Hawaii doing God knows what. Okay? Having street tournaments. We got to wrestle on a beach. And when Too Low is the champion, it's unprepared. It's, I don't even care about the title. I'm drinking wine. I'm floating down Barton Springs with my dick out. Right? But when I'm the champion, shit happens. People show up. Okay? We do shows. WrestleMania weekend. Right? When I'm there, we have fucking Cowmanias, okay? That are in front of live crowds where the wrestling is. The excitement is here. The vision of Cow has always been with me. It is my vision. And this Saturday night, the order is restored to Cow. And I do that by putting my mistakes behind me. I went to Hawaii and I hesitated because Shebs is my best friend. Shebs is my heart, but my heart is now in a new place. My heart is here, baby. My heart is here, and it's here. And it's now two, baby. Now I got two. Now I got the advantage. So if you think for a second I'm not going to hesitate like I did before, I'm not going to do any of those hesitations. But even if those fucking trends, even if those habits kick in, I got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain, and she will make sure that I don't make any fucking mistakes, and there's no holes in my arsenal, because she will be there, and she's fucking athletic, she's hot, and she's fucking violent, right, baby?
Yeah, baby. Oh, I got nothing to say.
By the way, you weren't the champ going into either Cowmania. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Just to let you know.
That's true.
You didn't.
Shebs, to you.
Cowmania 1, Cowmania 3.
Hold on, we gotta wait for Tula to finish sucking up airtime here.
Go ahead, Shebs, please. I can't wait to, this will be really irrelevant. But go ahead.
I'll keep it briefer than both of your guys' promos. Here's the deal. We don't need to hear from Broco Yoko, the Buffalo Gumar. We don't need to hear any more lip service from Tulo. You guys know me. Some of you don't like me. All of you have no choice but to respect me. Dan, you are the guy who built this thing from the ground up, but you know every single step of the way, I was the invisible hand. I was the guy you were consulting with. I was the guy building this thing with you, from the catchphrases to the live events, putting it all together. Tula, all you've done is take something Dan built and try to run away with it. And let me tell you something. Both of you guys are disappointing to me. As the champ, look, gimmicks aside, fourth wall down, okay? I'm not a bad guy. All I'm guilty of is trying to entertain you guys during the worst year of all of our lives. I took this belt to Hawaii to show you guys paradise, to make the title matter, to put a little excitement, a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of podcast, wrestling content back into our lives. What'd Tulo do? Take a page out of my playbook and run his mouth. What'd Dan do? Lose his way with this bad attitude he's got. Both you guys, if you rewind these promos, it's very clear you're both in business for yourself. You're selfish. No. I thought I had the mic, but I guess I don't. This is what I'm talking about. Tulo can't even participate in the podcast appropriately. He's a loose cannon. And he's not here for you guys. He's here for himself. Himself and himself alone. Don't get it twisted. What I've done, I've put hours into building you guys a content library that we could put on Peacock Network today. The footage, the angles, the money. This is all my doing. And you're still talking. And that's the problem. You're not ready. And Dan, you've had your time. There's really only one answer. It's me. So let me tell you something. I almost don't need the title anymore. I'm almost bigger than the title. But the problem is I can't lose this thing. Not to you two. You guys don't have what it takes to take this strap off me. Not in Hawaii, not in Vegas, not anywhere. I'm too big to fail. So come Saturday night, I'm sorry, but the belt will stay with me. And I'm sorry, but this podcast will remain on an upward trajectory because of everything that I've been doing. And like I said, I'm not a bad guy. All I'm guilty of is entertaining all you guys. Love me or hate me, I'll see you Saturday night. And that mainland coronation celebration will be happening after I pin two unworthy, I guess, adversaries. Mahalo, bros.
All things aside, it's going to be a fucking blast. So you better fucking show up and let's have a fucking, let's watch us beat the shit out of each other.
Well, it's
going to be amazing.
It's on, baby. Nothing else to say. This Saturday night, 8/21 at the Space in Las Vegas at 10:30 p.m. after SummerSlam. The DZ and Friends SummerSlam-tacular with the main event of me, Shebs, versus Too Low for the cow fucking title. Get your tickets now. Be there. Be fucking or be square. We're going to have no – obviously, we're not going to have a Thunderdome for SummerSlam because we're going to be fucking busy and at it. But I encourage you guys to do one on your own. I'll post a link if you guys want. And hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Mahalo, bro.